Lord, we sense your nearness. We know that that promise is true. One of the great promises in your word, repeated a number of times, that we just sang, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We know it's true not just because it's written there. That's surely the main reason. But Lord, we know it's true because we've experienced it in our hearts, Lord, and in our lives from day to day, moment by moment. I'm kept in his love, moment by moment. I have life from above, looking to Jesus, and always right there with us. We can look up to you, and we can find you in our hearts too, Lord, for you have come to abide. And we thank you for that holy presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. Lord, we thank you that you have deigned to come to make your abode with us, with the children of men. We thank you that you have quickened us to hear your call and to know your love and to love you in return. Hallelujah. Our hearts have been basking in the sunshine of your love, reveling in this truth that we heard about this morning. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. But Lord, we have sensed it today. We have felt your love warming our hearts, and we are so thankful, yes, that you loved us and gave yourself for us, and that you love us and give yourself to us. Lord, we thank you. How could we ever thank you enough? Praise the Lord. And we know that you never, ever leave us alone. And so we praise you with all our hearts tonight for the privilege of gathering together in your name and gathering together unto you. As Sister Donna told me in the kitchen today, the most important thing, the wonderful thing that makes all the difference when we come to meeting is that you are here and that we meet with you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Let everyone have a wonderful meeting with you, Lord, where we see you this night with clarity of vision and hear you speaking to our hearts, feeding our souls, calling us on after yourself, Lord. We thank you for the way your word strengthens and inspires and nourishes us. We love you, Lord. We praise you for this encounter that we're having with you in this place tonight. It's so wonderful to us that you are always here to meet us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Sister Ming, since you were mentioned tonight, maybe we should take your song. Have we had it yet? No. Number 3 in the camp book. good if we would stand together on this last verse. Just be thankful with all our hearts for the overshadowing presence of our God. He's ever with us. Hallelujah. Dwelling in His holy made for. That's what Jesus died for, that we might live unto the praise of God and enjoy Him forever. Hallelujah. Fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
To Him be the is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So happy to have Brother Graber with us. I say that often and I mean it every time. Pastor Graber from Canton, Ohio, speaking to us about what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells me so. And of course, he can't cover everything that the Bible tells us, but we're touching on some of the high points, the real high points. We've had some great lessons thus far, and I feel as though tonight is special, even though I haven't heard the lesson yet. Don't you sense that the Lord is here with us? I know he wants to speak to our hearts. Every night is special. Maybe tonight just a little specialer. So come, Brother Graber.